You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams.
That was a big hit in 1950, and that is where we're going right now with Johnny Rabbit. Good morning, Johnny.
Thank you. Thank you, Scott. Good morning. You have the Weavers with a guy from Webster Groves, Gordon Jenkins, doing the orchestration for that. Well, we're off to July 1950 when President Truman sent U.S. troops to South Korea and bombed North Korea. They hoped to kill the commies' plan to take over the peninsula. Back home, most folks here felt the Korean incident would be over in a hurry, and we'd talk about it over a fountain, 7-Up, for example, at drugstore soda fountains like the Park Plaza or the Katz counter in the Wellston Loop. That's when you could, as the ad said, fresh up with 7-Up, the all-family drink. And when 7-Up's world headquarters was here at 13th and Delmore, one of their slogans was, you like it, it likes you. Top spot for nightlife in 50, the Chase Club at the Chase Hotel. Crowds flocked to see stars like Sophie Tucker, the last of the Red Hot Mamas. And Ted is everybody happy. Lewis and his orchestra. Hack was the happy host. Getting around easy with the red and white buses and streetcars of the public service company. They seem to be on almost every city and county street. You could pay for your ride with cash, tokens, or passes. There was even a streetcar to take you all the way to Creve Coeur Lake. In 1950, our lovable losers, the St. Louis Browns, kept their tradition of losing alive at Sportsman's Park. They ended up in seventh place. The owner and manager, Bill DeWitt, that's a familiar family name today with the Redbirds, on our 7 or maybe 10-inch black and white television screens, the Post-Dispatch's KSD-TV, had the Brownies games called by Buddy Blattner. The radio team was Bill Snyder and Les Carmichael. The radio day games were on WEW, night games, and KWK. Guards didn't do much better than the Browns in the 1950 season, as they came in fifth place for owner Fred Tsai, whose brother Bill would start the Lettuce Leaf restaurants in 1976. The Cardinal radio announcers were Harry Carey, Gabby Street, and Stretch Miller. Games were on WIL. The Guards were also on Channel 5, our only TV station, which was in its fourth year. A big city school in 1950 was Central High near Sportsman's Park. Central was home then of the state baseball champions. South of Sportsman's Park at Grand and Penrose, a great place for pizza, was Kimo's. Pizza came to St. Louis 5 years earlier at Amadeo Fiore's Melrose Pizza in the basement of the Melrose apartment building on Sarah and West Vine. And in that area, some of our schools then included Rosati Kane, City House, Barrett Hall, Xavier High, and the Eugene Field Cathedral and Xavier grade schools. Plus, there was the Dodson School. In 1950, phonograph records were mostly shellacked 78s and, of course, mono, but 45 RPM 7-inch vinyl records had been introduced the year before. Johnny Pohl's Laclede Music on Laclede by Newmarket Hardware was a popular record shop, and downtown, the Steak Scruggs, Famous, and even Lambert stores had big record departments. In 1950, Julian Miller's Monthly Prom Magazine, which sold for 10 cents a copy, Well, it was in its fourth year of publication. It lasted a long time. You can get it at magazine racks at drugstores all over the metro, including Illinois. Kids would wait for copies to be delivered at places such as Harper's and Sutton, that was in Maplewood, or Sturgis at Grand and Lafayette. In 1950, Prom had a full-page autographed picture of Elizabeth Taylor with a letter from her to all our Prom readers. In July 1950, the St. Louis Board of Aldermen outlawed the sale of so-called crime books. You couldn't sell them to anybody under the age of 18, that is. This ruling did not include comic books. The Muni Opera had its 32nd season in 50. 11 productions, Brigadoon started it off. It ended with Carousel. For dramatic stage productions, it was the American Theater in the American Hotel on Market and 7th. And for more colorful action on stage, the Grand Theater was a block east. On the river, Streckfuss Steamers SS Admiral was in its 10th year of excursions, and Captain Bill Mankey's Goldenrod Showboat was where the audience hissed the villain and cheered the hero at old-time melodramas. A big bonus on the levee was the tantalizing aroma from the Switzer Licorice Factory right by Eads Bridge. If you were thirsty and over 21 and 50, you could get a glass bottle or bucket of beer from Falstaff, Griesedick Brothers, Alpenrau, or Hyde Park at one of our over 1,200 taverns, cocktail lounges, or nightclubs. Then there were 100 movie theaters in 50 and three daily papers, the Morning Globe, the Afternoon Post, and the Afternoon Star Times. And, of course, we had newsstands and newspaper delivery boys. Oh, there's so much more to 1950. We'll talk again about 1950 next week, and I hope you'll come to my free presentation about the Arch and what downtown was like before and after the Arch. That'll be at 10:30 Tuesday, August 12th at the Missouri History Museum. I will start with live music by Marianne and Joe Schulte. I'll lead you to downtown before the Arch. Next, you'll hear about the Arch Design Competition from the museum's Andrew Wanko. And historian and author John Gunther will tell of the building of the Arch. At noon, John will sign his book about the Gateway Arch. It's time, because now we have to bring you back to the present with our master of mirth and merriment. Yes, of course, it's Scott Jagow.
Thanks, Johnny Rabbit. Good stuff.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.